State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. When we talk about kids in urban school districts, many of us think first of their disadvantages, the things that might be lacking. But what if we thought instead about the talents that these kids have? Today, we have the story of one place where you can see those talents, at an after-school program in Grand Rapids, where high school students are learning to design a mobile phone app. The app design has been months in the making. But on this day, Thursday of last week, the teens are nervous.
And we're scared because we have to present in front of a board of people.
Viviana Farfan is a sophomore at University Prep Academy in Grand Rapids. She's sitting in the window-lit offices of the West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, or WIMCAT. Next to her is her friend Imani Akbar, both of them trying to avoid thinking about their presentation.
Have any of you ever done a presentation like this in front of like a business person or a downtown development person?
No.
Their teacher in this assignment, or project manager, if you will, is Samuel Bowles.
Why are you scared? You practiced.
Yes, that's not the point.
Bowles is vice president of Mutually Human, a software development company based in Grand Rapids. Since September, he's been leading this small group of teenagers from Grand Rapids Public Schools in developing a new mobile app to help attract young people to the city's downtown. Bowles says the goal isn't just to teach kids about technology.
Yeah, it is really trying to create as much as we can the experience, a learning experience, but also the experience of interacting with a client and building a project and what a real life experience would be like for the young people in the class to work in this field.
All right, well, now it's showtime. You guys really ready?
The students line up along a wall in the conference room. At the other end of the table sits Tim Kelly, planning manager for Downtown Grand Rapids, Inc., which is the partner organization for this app class. The students tell him their idea for the app is a game, a totally crazy-sounding game. Viviana Farfan explains that in the game, you would be a spy working for an evil politician trying to build a chemical weapon.
You must find ingredients at several venues or stores in Downtown Grand Rapids. And you will be asked to acquire all these ingredients for a chemical weapon in order to brainwash people of Grand Rapids into voting for an evil politician to become mayor of Grand Rapids.
So in the real world, game players would be going in and out of stores, scanning codes, getting game points, and maybe coupons from the businesses. But in the game, there's a crazy world of an evil politician, spies, and eventually, even zombies. This part was a surprise to Kelly.
You know, I'll be honest, I was not expecting to hear a story about zombies, but I was very surprised and happy to, because it made it a lot more interesting than anything I could have ever thought of.
The students in this app class all come from Grand Rapids Public Schools, a district with an official graduation rate right around 50%. WIMCAT has a number of after-school classes, like the app class. And teen program co-director Becca Guyette of WIMCAT says the goal isn't just to teach the kids. It's to teach the community about the kids.
I do believe that these partnerships with the community partners is showing those community partners how amazing our teens really are.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The amazing teens in the app design class got over their nervousness and finished their presentation. They'll continue to polish their app design in the coming weeks with the hope that the app will eventually get made. By recognizing the teens' talents, and by giving them the opportunity to try, the end result really could benefit the city, even if it does result in zombies. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.